He obviously, took a little pressure off of us, helped us out a little bit. I think the important thing is that he didn't have any setbacks today, and he can hopefully progress and get better this week. But it's always good having him. His presence out there, means a lot to us and helps us, be successful.
Was there a more concerted effort to try and get you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we felt like that was an area we could take advantage of, and it's something that we needed to exploit. If they were going to play us man-to-man, many times with me on the linebacker, we feel like that's an area we can win, and we definitely took advantage of that. We made the adjustment in the second half, and we started to throw the ball a little more. If they're going to stack the box on us, we got to run them, we got to throw them out of it. So I think we did that, and that's why you saw us, put together some good drives.
Joseph Fourier talked about how you and Calvin Johnson help him. How does he help you, if at all?
Well, he helps us because he's 6'8". he's a physical mismatch for a lot of guys out there. And I've been talking all season about how we got to get him. We got to use him a little more. And I think, he had the opportunity today, obviously. Chef was not here due to injury, and he got his opportunity today. And that's kind of the way it works. That's the way this league works. He got his opportunity to go out there and show what he can do and show that he's a mismatch for about anybody. And so he made it work today.
A lot of these games are won in the trenches. Your offensive line did a much better job in the second half, didn't they?
Yeah. The offensive line really helped us put together some drive. They really, I think, controlled the line of scrimmage in the second half. And it was the reason why we won the game today.
This really seemed like a tale of two halves. At halftime, Lou was talking a little bit about Steven, what he said to the team, and just the adjustments you guys were able to make offensively. Can you kind of take us through how important that was, the change-ups at the half that allowed you to
win? Well, it's very important because, obviously first half, we have an idea what they're going to do, but we don't know until we get out there and then we kind of get a feel for it. So, in the first half, they started stacking the box on us. And I can't really speak for defense. I don't know what was going on. But as far as for the offense perspective, they were stacking the box on us, forcing us to throw the ball. And second half, we made that adjustment. We felt like we needed to take advantage of some of these one-on-one matchups. And we were able to do that. Fourier came up big for us today in some one-on-one plays. I was able to make some hay against the linebackers out there in one-on-one coverage. So I think we made the right adjustment. And that's part of football. That's part of football. The teams, the elite teams, are the ones that are able to make the proper adjustment in the second half.
There were a lot of drop passes, especially in the first half. What is Matt Stafford's body language? What does he say anything? Does he get fired up? Does he get in people's grill?
Yeah, he's positive, man. He's always positive. He's always keeping us upbeat. And obviously, he's a competitor. And anytime there's complete passes, obviously it's – he's not going to be happy about it. Nobody's going to be happy about dropping passes. So, but he's upbeat. He's our leader. He's still positive. And I think that's the most important thing. Anytime, we have, kind of the half that we did this first half, and you kind of need your leaders to stay positive and keep the team up, keep the morale up, the energy up. That came in handy for us, and that really helped us out a lot. And I think our leaders stepped up today and made plays, and that's the reason why we won the game.